Yes, it's the Goldbergs.
You know, ladies, when I tell you that me does is one soap for everything in your wash, I mean everything.
Now, look here, young man. I want to talk to you about that.
About does doing everything?
Yes. Now, last week, I had a lot of tablecloths and towels in my wash. And they have to come out white to suit me.
Well, just do them with does, and they'll come out gleaming white. In fact, you've never seen more snowy whitewashes than me does gives you. Why, your towels will be whiter, far whiter than you can get them with any number of other soaps.
Well, I also had some of my husband's overalls in my wash. Do you mean to say Dez is going to get them clean?
Sure. Dez will get them wonderfully clean. And you won't have to do any hard scrubbing. And no boiling either. Why, no soap made gets clothes clean easier than new Dez.
But look, I had a couple of rayon slips and a lot of fussy colored washables. Now, you aren't going to tell me I can use Dez for them, too.
I certainly am. Dez is far safer for those pretty colors than any other leading granulated laundry soap. You see, like I said, Dez does everything in the wash.
Well, I declare, this Dez is the most amazing soap I've ever heard of.
You bet Dez is amazing. Just you try it, and you'll see Dez is a brand new kind of granulated soap. So new, you've never before been able to buy a soap quite like it.
Oh.
Why, you can tell the difference just by the suds. Notice Dez makes far more suds than any of the four other popular granulated laundry soaps.
My.
And Dez gives you suds that build up faster and last longer.
Say, the more I hear about this Dez, the better it sounds.
Well, just give Dez a chance to prove what wonders it does for all three kinds of wash. Work shirts, towels, rayons, everything. Then see if you don't agree, Dez is the most amazing soap you ever used. Remember the name, D-U-Z, Dez, in the big red and white box.
Now, the Goldbergs. Night seems to have stopped dead in the tracks at the Goldberg house because so many things have happened. Molly's plan to straighten out the lives of four people has turned into a riot, for Dr. Cater has left OEM for good, and Mrs. Way has given up all hope of getting back her former husband. In fact, Mrs. Way has offered to pay and is going to pay Way's old debt. And now, nothing seems to be able to stand in the way of the marriage of OEM and Edward Way. But the long night brings another visitor.
Mrs. Way, please. Please open your coat and don't leave yet. Please don't leave yet. You look so perturbed and disturbed. It's late. I'll fix some coffee. Come, you'll come in the kitchen with me. Fix some coffee and we'll both drink a cup. Come. Then I'll walk home with you to the hotel, or maybe Mr. Goldberg will slip out something. He'll drive you home to the hotel. Come, I don't want to see you go home alone like that, looking at your looking. Excuse me, one minute, please, Mrs. Bay. Please, just 1 minute.
Jay, maybe you'll slip on something and you'll come down. I'm making a cup of coffee and then your father will come down. I'll see you too. Put on your back up and your slippers, darling.
Come, Mrs. Bay, come into the kitchen with me, dear. What Mr. Ray said to you, what you said to him, I don't know. I'm not cognizant of your conversation. Come in, dear. You'll talk your heart out and then you'll sit. Come, please. Come in.
When I went to the movies, and when I saw them on my way back from the movies, I thought something was wrong.
Hello, Seymour.
How are you, Miss Shelby?
Fine, thank you. Seymour, you just came in, Seymour.
Yes. How are you, Miss
Shelby? I'm very well. How are you?
I'm fine. I saw the lights in the window on my way to the movies, and when I saw them still burning on the way back.
Well, I'm glad you stepped in, Seymour. I'm very glad to see you. You didn't want to see us for such a long time. Is that nice, huh? But where did Mrs. Way put her pocketbook? But she left her pocketbook in here. Look on the sideboard. Maybe it's on the sideboard.
All right.
I'm very glad to see you, Seymour. Boydie is well. She was also surprised you didn't come. How's your mama, Seymour?
Oh, she's all right.
Well, what did you get to the pocketbook, Mrs.? Oh, I have it. Excuse me, Seymour, dear.
Sure.
Open your coat, maybe Seymour wants to nibble something. I'm making coffee for all
that stuff.
Excuse me.
Mr. Way and Oriana are outside, walking up and on the road together.
I know.
May I ask what happened?
So much, Seymour.
You look so exhausted, Rosie.
Well, this has all been too much for everybody.
Please sit down. Can I get you something?
No, thank you, Seymour.
Have you missed me, Rosie?
Of course, Seymour.
I wish you meant that. I'm sorry. You wouldn't say it if you didn't mean it. I haven't been over because I thought your father looked askance at my attention to you. And he's been rather irritable at the mill, too. And I know what with all that's going on with Mr. and Mrs. Wayne and Orianne.
We all missed you, Seymour.
I'm not interested in everybody, Rosie. I'd just like to hear you say you missed me.
I said I missed you, Seymour.
I pass your house every day. Would you believe it? You do a lot of silly, foolish things when you're in a condition.
Have you heard from your mother lately, Seymour?
She's all right. She's very concerned about me now.
Why now?
I'd rather not talk about it.
You'd rather not?
I'd rather not. It concerns me very vitally. You haven't been to the movies lately either, Rosie.
No, there's been too much going on here.
Orianne is foolish. If she doesn't marry the man she loves.
Well, she thinks that she can learn to love the man that she pities.
I never want anyone to marry me because they were sorry for me. Never. That's why before I'd ever declare my love for anyone, I'd have to be certain it was reciprocated. I'm too sensitive to be rejected.
Where's Mama?
Oh, what?
Oh, it's rather late for visiting. Don't you think so, Seymour?
Yeah, I do, indeed. But I saw the lights in your window when I went to the movies, and when I came back from the movies, I saw the lights, so I...
Go to bed, Rosie.
Yes, Pa. Good night.
Good night, Miss Gobain. If I disturbed you, it was only my concern, because when I saw the lights...
Good
on,
night,
I...
Rosie.
Good night.
Good night. If there's anything I can do, Mr. Gulp.
Thank you.
I didn't mean to intrude, but you see...
Good night, Simo.
What must I do to gain and win your esteem, Mr. Gulp?
Huh?
I have such a high regard for you and your family, not only because I love your daughter.
What's that?
I don't have to hesitate to express my honest feelings. They're my feelings, and they're sacred. Whether you approve of them or not has nothing to do with what I feel. I love her.
When did you tell her that?
I didn't tell her. She loves me. She knows it without having to be told. She doesn't know it. I'll wait. I have plenty of time. I'm young.
Good night.
Good night. I'm glad I told you, and I feel I can look you straight in the eye.
Good night, Seymour.
You'll be proud of my future someday, Mr. Goldberg.
Good night, Seymour.
If you're thinking of firing me, tell me right now, Mr. Goldberg.
I said good night.
I'm enlisting in the Navy. Mr. Goldberg, so you can save yourself the trouble.
You're enlisting?
Yes.
You're not too young?
I'm 18 and 3 months past.
Come here, Seymour. Sit down.
Yes?
Was I disrespectful to you, Seymour?
No.
Sammy will be going, too, when he finishes his college course.
Why not?
Does Rosie know?
I didn't want to tell her until I'm accepted. If I'm rejected, that'll be one more thing against my ability.
You're eligible, Seymour. And how are you eligible?
I saw the light in your window and
Seymour, would you mind, dear, if I'll ask a special favor of you, darling, to go put down your coat, dear.
Yeah,
and I want you to do something for Mrs. Goldberg. Yes,
sure.
Dear. Orianne is walking up and down outside with Mr. Ray. Don't tell Mr. Ray, but just tell Orianne, please. That I wish...
Sit down, Molly.
Just a minute, dear, darling. Just a minute. Seymour, you don't mind if you'll just do that to Mrs. Goldberg, huh?
Tell Mrs. Goldberg, Seymour, Maybe she'll realize that the world is not only revolving around its axis.
Tell me what, Seymour?
What do you want me to tell him, Mr. Goldberg?
What you told me.
That I love Rosie?
That also.
Mrs. Goldberg knows that.
And does she know that...
No. That I didn't tell her.
Then tell her.
I'm enlisting. In the Navy. I'll tell Lorianne that you want her. See, Mrs. Goldberg, you're crying?
Suddenly, Seymour, 18, 3 months passed. Not too well blessed by nature, not too well blessed by circumstances, throws the whole picture of Molly's concern into a new relief. He stands there, a little scrawny, his Adam's apple sticking out. Very little like a knight in shining armor, but more of a hero than he thinks himself. Don't look now, but are you still using an old-fashioned halfway soap for your dishes? Is it a mild bar soap that doesn't have real speed? Or a tough granulated soap that's short on kindness to your hands? Well, halfway soaps like that are cheaters in the dishpan. That's why new Does is such welcome news. You see, Does is that same wonderful new kind of granulated soap that does everything in your wash. Say, Does has everything for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to extra gentleness for your hands. Now, notice how wonderfully smooth and soft your hands feel after doing dishes with Does. Actually, it's the only leading granulated laundry soap that treats your hands with this extra kindness. Yet, Does can't be beat by any other soap for speedy dishwashing. It cuts right through even tough roasting pan grease without hard scouring. Why, you can see the difference in Does right in the suds. So, try it today. Does has everything for dishes. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. Molly knows that her world includes not only Seymour and the world on its axis, it includes what she's begun for Oriane. And that, well, that Molly intends to finish. This is James Fleming wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.